Welcome, welcome. Thanks for coming to hang out with us today. This is Amy.
And this is E.
And you're listening to another episode of Curse Words and Crayons Presents True Crime. Today, we've got a doozy. We will be chatting about a lady serial killer, which kind of seems to be our vibe recently, if I'm being honest.
You liked them, and so I just keep finding them. Also, the TikTok followers have given us a couple of lady killer suggestions or suggestions that have led me on lady killer rabbit holes for whatever reason.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. And I think once kind of because how TikTok works, the algorithm is, I think it's very different than Instagram. The second I look at a video wait like a little bit longer than others, it immediately just starts sending me a million of things. So I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you, TikTok and TikTok followers, for loving all of these lady serial killers. But today we're going to talk about a woman who deserves a special place, not in our hearts, but somewhere. Her name is Leonardo Cianciulli. She is Italian. So get ready. You guys know we're going to butcher all these Italian names. Just be ready for it.
Yay!
Woo! So we love us a good chat about a good lady serial killer. And this one feels way like less known. And this lady killer also seems, or lady killers in general, kind of are a little less. Men are kind of getting all the coverage, which, you know, as a woman and a feminist.
Not fair.
We deserve a place at the table too, everyone. But I think Z can relate with me when I say they hit a little closer to home as folks that identify as female. So
yes.
When I am reading and learning about all these ladies, sometimes I'm like, fuck yeah, I get it. And sometimes I'm like, I would not. No, that's not.
Yeah, sometimes I really do get it though. And like the beginning of her story, thankfully I cannot personally identify to the fullest extent, but I can put myself in her shoes in some parts of her life and the things that she went through, like, cause she, this woman had like a lot of miscarriages or no, she had three miscarriages, only three, but lost a lot of kid loss.
Yeah.
And as somebody who has had three miscarriages, it was very easy to put myself in that state, you know, for a second there until she got to the murders. And then I was like, you know what? Her brain's different than mine, and she needed some mental help.
Right, absolutely.
And I did too, but she needed more of me.
You're not murdering people and, you know.
Not yet.
Turning them into, not today, maybe tomorrow, we'll see. But last week we covered a few female murderers, so be sure to check out that episode if you have not already. You're definitely not going to want to miss this episode because, spoiler alert, good old Leonardo is straight up turning her victims into soap. It's going to be wild.
I found her, now that I'm remembering, I found her by Google search, weird serial killers. So just sit down and buckle up, okay?
Your Google FBI agent is like, wow, this lady.
I have a weird brag. And then I also have something that I wanted to tell you too before I gave you my show and tell, because I'm in charge of the show and tell today. I am very good at the Google searching. So people will often ask me information and I think they have no brain cells because I find it in 0.7 seconds. My husband is incredibly intelligent. I'm almost certain his IQ is higher than mine. If you ask both of us to research something at the same time, I will pull up not only 7 articles, but 3 of them will be like scientific, like good, like actual source articles, and he will find none of them. I don't know what it is about my brain, but I know it's stupid that I'm saying this for the weird serial killers Google, but I feel like I know what to put in those Google search bars to really pull what I want out of it. And I think that's a special skill that not everybody has, because I've complained about this to my husband over the fucking years. I'm always in the position to help people and I love to help people. Please ask me questions. But sometimes I do get annoyed because I'm like, you can fucking Google it. Like,
right. You some have people, Google in your hand. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love essential oils. People will randomly ask me, what oil can I use for this? Fucking Google it. Pinterest it. It's not, I'm not an encyclopedia. I'm not. Now
I'm going to do the same thing. Yeah, right, right. Maybe you know it off the top of your head versus...
Yes, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't. And so then I'm Googling the things and I'm like, oh my God, Roberto, these fucking idiots, what would they do without me? They couldn't even put on their goddamn pants. And he's like, no, babe, you're really good at this. So either I am, or he just wants me to continue to look up things for him and help him out. And it is working.
I think it could be a hard both. I think it could be a hard both. I think you are good at looking for stuff because you're a good researcher, but also he doesn't want to look up that shit himself. He wants you to do it.
He doesn't. He doesn't. He's either going to ask me or he's going to call his mommy. Also, speaking of mommies, yes. I was showering this morning thinking of you. Creepy as fuck.
Great.
I know.
Love it. Love that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it's because we were going to record and I was trying to stay on track.
Prepared
and
today.
Yes, you know, a long time ago, you said, yeah, if your mother didn't hear from you within a certain amount of time, she was calling the police.
Oh, yes.
At this point in my life, I, in the shower again, came to the realization that you would know that I was missing before my parents would.
Probably.
You would know.
Yeah.
You, Roberto, and Lizzie, because Lizzie would fucking stop by my house unexpectedly if I didn't answer my phone.
Right.
We love to hate that.
Right. And it's a both, right? Because sometimes it's like, wow, I really needed that help because I'm having a super sad day. And like you coming by makes me happy. But sometimes it's also like, okay, I need somebody to just remind me of this one thing. Yeah. I think that there are very few people that I kind of know their like migration patterns, you know, like you follow like, and it's like, oh, if I haven't seen so-and-so or heard from so-and-so, I'm going to check. I'm going to say, hey, what's up with that person? Are you just sick today or tired?
Are you dead? Did somebody kidnap you? Who knows? Should I alert?
Are you soap? Yeah, we just. I hope you're not soap. I hope you are not soap today. That's what I really, really hope. Before we talk about soap, what's your show and tell? I want to hear all about it. Yeah.
Okay. Amy introduced to us the chill Bo Swaggins, which is really funny. We have a video of Chris showing it off that we used in the socials. It's amazing. He pranced around for us. I'm a huge fan of the video. love it. But I've got something similar, but like completely, completely different. Okay. So those are perfect because those are like on the go ones, right? So that's what you want to take when you're packing up the car, right? That's what you want to take for like a camping trip. It's great for the backyard too. Don't get me wrong. These lounge chairs, though, that I'm going to suggest are more structured. So these are...
is definitely a lay around. Like, it's not like I'm going to watch a kid's soccer game and so I'm going to lay in this. It's like,
I'm having drinks on the porch.
Right.
Or I'm having, because I do driveway drinks sometimes. Sure, it's illegal, but I do driveway drinks sometimes with my neighbors and we'll all like sit our like chairs out.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the chairs that I have. And my parents got them from the Arctic outlet. You know what Arctic is? It's the off-brand Yeti, right?
Oh, yeah.
They actually got in trouble or something and they had to like change the structure of their glass or something because literally knocked them off, et cetera, et cetera. But my parents live close to an Arctic outdoor store. And so they got these chairs for us and they are lounge chairs and they have a cup holder, but they also have a cooler, a small cooler, and you can fit
in the chair
and you can fit four beers or four sparkling waters or four waters or like six juice boxes or a snack. You know, like it's thin. Okay. So it is a thin cooler.
How nice.
Right. So if you have an Arctic outdoor outlet near you, you can go there and get it. But I linked an even better one through our Amazon store and it has a mesh pocket even on the one that I linked in the Amazon store. You know what can go in that fucking mesh pocket? Your sunscreen, your chapstick, maybe not your chapstick because it'll melt, your sunscreen, your cell phone, your ear pods. Yes, literal like goldfish, like something like that, right? So it's got like the little mesh thing on one side in your cup holder. And then on the other side, it still has a cup holder and you can still use the armrest because it completely zips up, right? The cooler completely zips up. And so it's not taking away from anything, right? You're not using the underneath of that little portion for literally anything other than some breeze. Yeah. Wouldn't you rather have a cooler? So I totally suggest
these. This.
They are very high quality. They cost a bit of dollars, but they will last you through all the swim meets, soccer meets, baseball games, whatever sports, camping activities you do for the next couple of years. We use ours, again, mainly for adult beverages right now on the porch, but then Aurora's going to start having, I'm sure, meets on the weekends and stuff like that. I was a swim team kid, so I want her to be a swim team kid or at least try it.
Sure.
Anyway, these are perfect. So good, so breathable. Again, hit it up through our Amazon shop. You'll find that on our Instagram profile.
Yes.
I can't figure out how to link it to our TikTok. Okay, yes, it'll be in the show notes either.
But it's also in the so I always try to put a link in the show notes, but then it's
lovely.
There's a link in our bio as well. But what I like about this chair that you posted on that's the Amazon one, so it's not the Arctic one, but it's from Amazon.
The Amazon one's better.
Fairwinds. Well, here's the thing. It holds up to 450 pounds. So it's size friendly. Nice. So if you're a bigger person, it's an okay chair to use. Also, the seat, it's got a wider
it's
seat.
It's a big seat.
I like to sit crisscross applesauce in a chair if I
Me
can.
Me too.
And I hate when they're too tight and I can't sit. So I have a chair that I take to my kids' soccer games that I can sit crisscross applesauce in, but the fucker is huge. It's literally like carrying a couch to soccer. It's terrible. I hate it.
This packs up in those little like over the shoulder baggies.
It says it's 12 like pounds. It's tiny. Yeah. Like I might have to get one of these. This is nice.
It's really nice. It's
and
really,
the cooler
really, really nice.
Is selling me. It's selling me up the river and down. It's
it
amazing.
Really is, because again, for sports stuff, so you could put your cold orange slices in there or whatever, you know. It's great.
A flask, because that's what I need at a soccer
Hell
game.
Hell yeah, that's sure. what I so, would put inside of mine.
Right. Hide your beer in there. Exactly. And just a long straw or something. I love this. Oh, this is
and
so good.
The wider seat is nice. I'm a size like 8'6", 8". Uh-huh. I'm mid-size. I can fit in the chair with my 5-year-old sitting butt by butt, side by side, side by side.
The other nice thing
is I would have never thought to say it was a wide seat, and I would have never thought to look at the weight distribution.
If you are a small...
And I love that you did that.
I don't have to worry about it anymore, to be honest, but I used to. And so it's definitely something. And it's something that I hear a lot of people say, like, "Ooh, I'm worried." And also my kids will climb in a chair puppies with a million other kids. And that they're never going to equal up to 450 pounds, but still, I'm always afraid they're going to tip it over. It's going to fall.
Or sometimes I'm in there with multiple kids getting on my lap. And at that point we could equal 450 pounds.
You could. Right. With enough kids and enough oomph. But I love this. This is such a good idea. Get yourself a really good chair. And you're a grown up now. Don't buy your chairs from Walgreens anymore. Get a good chair. Get one that is $12. Get a good one.
This one is about $70, but it will last you multiple years.
For a long time. And it's
I can't remember when my parents got us ours, when we moved into this house. So 4 or 5 years ago, and they look brand fucking new. And again, mine are the Arctic ones. I suggest getting the Amazon one because it's lighter and it has that mesh thing. But if you do have an Arctic outlet near you, if it's not an outlet, don't go there. It's too expensive.
It's way expensive. Yeah.
Like $100 if you don't do the outlet or something like
that.
You get the Amazon one for $70 and it's better. So why wouldn't you want to save $30? And for me, that's $60 because I can't just have one. I have to buy my husband one.
You have to get two. Right. Right. And then you
have, I want two more actually, because frequently I will get up to use the bathroom and one of my neighbor friends will steal my goddamn chair because it is in fact the better one.
Yes.
Yeah. So then I have to sit in their shit ass chair, and that's fine. And I love them and I will not complain except for to you. And
yes,
I'm
okay.
We can share. It's fine. Just for this one time. Like I tell my kid, if you don't want everybody to use it, don't bring it out so your friends can see.
Right. That's right. That's right. If you don't want to share, keep it at home. Mm-hmm. I love it. So get yourself one. Let us know what you think. In fact, maybe ordering this later today. So I love them. Do we want to get started on this case?
No. Bye.
Okay, that's it. Goodbye. Have a great day, everyone.
See you never. Okay, so Leonarda is our human that we are covering today. Leonarda Chanchulilwi. No, Chi-Ann Chuelli.
Chi-Ann.
Chi-Ann. Chi-Ann Chuelli.
Chi-Ann Chuelli.
That's her name. That's the last time I'm going to say it. She was born in 1893 in a small Italian town. I couldn't track down much about her childhood. Some say that Leonardo's mother had been raped by her father, and then the two, the mother and father, were forced to marry when she found out that she was pregnant, which would have, of course, resulted in an unhappy marriage. I'm not entirely sure if that's exactly what happened, because, again, finding sources for these things, it was difficult. This was like a rumor. But she had a very unhappy childhood. She attempted suicide twice in her life. Did not get much better from there. So in 1917, she married a registry office clerk. So, you know, Leonardo gets married. She is 21. Her mother did not approve of the marriage because she had somebody else in mind for Leonardo. And she cursed them. Leonardo thought that she was cursed by her mother.
Leonardo is really into like the voodooies and all the things.
Yes. And also remember, this is the early 1900s. So
true.
Like,
true.
Superstition is still, you know, a science is like, yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
And maybe she did fucking curse them. You don't know, Amy? The secrets of the universe?
I do not. But, and she was not pleased that she had to marry
them. She wasn't. So. And it kind of does seem like her life was pretty cursed after this, okay?
And to
Before
be honest.
Before and after.
Right. My grandfather is Italian. He was like a first generation immigrant. And his mother, from what I understand and what I've been told, would like curse everything. So I think Italian women are like really into curses. So that could very well have been.
That. A couple years go by without much happening. But in 1921, the couple moves to another town, and Leonardo is sentenced and imprisoned for fraud. That is 6 years later, mm-hmm. in 1927. I could not find what kind of fraud. I could not find like why, how, what the fuck. I tried all the Google searches. I like racked my brain of all the like keywords that I could put in,
yeah.
to any search engine, and I could not find why she was sentenced and imprisoned for fraud. But she was.
But she was.
And, it's not, and that sounds
and
cursed.
Yeah, it does. It sounds, yes. pretty cursy to me.
So she's released. They move again. After that home, their house, their second house at this point, they third house, whatever, that house, mm-hmm. it's destroyed by an earthquake in 1930. They move again. This is where Leonardo, opens a small shop. She's very popular. She's well-respected within her neighborhood. And, I mean, okay, what's coming next is sad. Kind of triggering for me. She had 17 pregnancies during her marriage. She lost 3 to miscarriage. Mm-hmm. She lost 10 more in their youth. Oh, 10 children she bared out of her body, and they died. I was always so thankful, and this is morbid as fuck. I was always so thankful when I had my miscarriages that they weren't stillborns, like that they were still small, and the amount of labor, the amount of emotional toll that has to go in. Like, I simply can't imagine how fucked up that must make your brain. Okay. I just, yeah. It's so hard. It's so hard. And like, I have, you know, I've lost at 12 weeks. I've had friends lose at, you know, 13 and 14 weeks. And that's so traumatic. I've also known a couple of people that lost theirs at like 38 weeks. And I cannot imagine, but to have like, and that's a whole, you know, baby that you've loved for, I just can't, it's just so much. It's
hard for everybody, no matter where they are. And everybody's going to grieve it differently. Everybody is going to think about it differently. Everybody's going to process it differently. But I think, I don't know that there is any person alive who would say, I would much rather my kid live until they're 4 and then die.
Or live 5 days.
Right, right. It's... I can't. I would hear
their little cries and you see their little hands and then their little, it's just like, it's too much.
There's just no way. Yeah. There's just no way.
I'm too close to, you know, my postpartum stage still that I just can't, we've got to move on. Okay.
For sure.
So she heavily protected her 4 surviving children Fucking makes sense, Leonardo. I mean, yeah. You do that, right? Her fears were fueled by a warning that she had received sometime earlier from a fortune teller, okay? Fortune teller said, and this was before she was married, okay? Fortune teller said that she would marry, she would have children, but that all of her kids would die young.
Oh, God. Can you imagine hearing that?
And then it happened.
Right. And then you have she's three like, miscarriages,
and then 10 of, 13 of your fucking kids die of 17? Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It came true. It came true. Okay. Yeah. And she also visited a Romanian palm reader, or Romani. Is that a type
it's
of?
Romani. It's a gyp. There's, well, it's.
I don't know gypsies, if we're supposed to call like, them
you're
that.
You're not supposed to call them gypsies, but yeah.
Do we call them travelers? That's what I was. That's what I was going to ask. Do we know what we're supposed to call them?
I don't know. I know it's not gypsy.
I know I that too.
Romani people is what they like
is
to be
the
called.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That makes sense. So she visited the Romani people and or a person, and that person practiced palm reading on her mm-hmm. and told her, in your right hand, I see prison. And in your left hand, I see a criminal asylum, which I mean, she's not wrong.
Right. But I mean, talk about being screwed either way. So all of your children are going to die young. And also you're either going to prison or you're going to a criminal asylum. And in her instance, I have a feeling it's both. So it's just like, what are you going to, can't you tell me that like, I'm going to come into a lot of money? Like, isn't that what everybody kind of hopes to hear from a
right?
fortune teller?
Can you but, tell me that I won't be in pain when I die, that I'll just right. pass peacefully? Like, right. could you just tell me something very generic and like, you know, not all your fucking kids will die and you'll live a life of squalor.
You're
going
to get a new job someday? Can that just be what you tell me? No, you're not? Okay,
one
cool.
day
this is so fun,
you
right?
will be happy.
Right.
Okay.
All right. This is amazing. Yeah. So.
For how long? I don't know, but one day.
One day, but it's not prison or a criminal asylum, so you're doing better than Leonardo over here. In 1939, she learned that her oldest son, and also apparently, admittedly, her favorite, his name was Giuseppe.
That's so fucked.
I know.
I cannot.
Can say that. My son is always trying to trick me into saying that he's my favorite, because I'll say, I love you so much, or I think you're so cute, and he'll say, cuter than Hayden. You love me more than Hayden. And I'm like, all right, today I'm going to have you, I may favor you a little bit more, but tomorrow it's going to be your sister. So you're just going to have to get it.
Can I tell you something that fucked me up that my husband told me?
Oh, yes, please do.
Okay. So, I knew this subconsciously, but out loud, my husband told me that I am my dad's favorite child and my mom and my brother is my mother's favorite child. And like, he know in their household, they do like 150% Roberto is his mom's favorite. And then Kiki is his dad's favorite. And they like, his dad tries to say it's not, but like Maria will straight up fucking tell Roberto when his brother isn't around. Like, yeah, dude, like, cause he'll be like, but I'm your favorite. I know I'm the favorite. And she's like, yes, shut up. You know, like, and
right.
I know it's not just to appease him. Like I 100%, but yeah, he told me that I'm my dad's favorite and that my brother is my mom's favorite. And I'll never forgive him for that.
Right.
I never
damn it.
You didn't need to tell me that. Like,
right.
So we do have our favorite kids, right? We just can't tell anybody and we can't admit it to ourselves because that's not nice.
But I think we have our favorite kids for different reasons and at different times.
Because it's because you bond easier with one because your personalities mesh easier.
Right.
It's is what it is.
Or like Milo loves to watch movies. So like if I'm going to watch a movie, like I'm going to watch it with Milo because like he is my favorite kid to watch a movie with because he loves it and whatever. But like if I'm going to do something like artsy or craftsy, like Hayden is my kid, you know, so like it's just,
there you go.
I think there are different things, but she
That's
says he's
true.
Her favorite. He's going to join the Royal Italian Army. And this is like in preparation for Second World War. So she's upset, obviously. She's nervous because she's very protective of her kids. She's determined to protect him at all costs and came to the conclusion, which, I mean, sames, that his safety is going to require human sacrifices. Not
human,
really sure.
Why? Not animals.
Not really sure how we jumped to that. Nope, we're not killing a cat. We're not going to kill a chicken.
I wonder if the fortune teller told
people.
Her.
maybe, or maybe she, this is like a superstitious thing, like one life for another. You know, you see all those like spooky movies that are like, I need, you know, one life.
But one wasn't enough because her son was amazing. So she needed three.
So she, well, I
it's
mean,
her favorite one.
What if the other two don't stick? Like, I got to get to the third one to make sure.
If you're going
to
do it right. Do it three times.
Exactly. So she's like, he's going away. I'm going to sacrifice some people. This is going to be great. She goes straight for three middle-aged neighbors, which I feel like is a little ballsy. Like, you're going to pick some neighbors that you're going to be with all the time.
You probably see them on the street saying, hi, Sally, how's your day?
Well, she does because she's like a really well-liked neighbor. And
yeah,
she
owns a shop.
And so everybody likes her. And let's talk about who these women were and what happens. So the first woman, her name was Faustina Setti. She was a lifelong spinster, meaning she's not married, she doesn't have any kids, blah, blah, blah. They had come to her for help in finding a husband. So Faustina goes to Leonardo and says, I need help finding a husband. She's a spinster. I don't know at what age you become a spinster, especially in like the early 1900s.
Back
like,
in the 30s, we're fucking right. spinsters. Well, no, we're not because we're married and we have the children's. But we. Right. When did you get married? I was 25. I would have been like on the cusp of being a spinster.
Yeah, I was like 26 or 27, I think.
Fucking spinster.
So
God damn it, Amy.
Maid. Just get me the rollers and like a robe. I'm ready to go. So
you already have the robe. Don't even
I
lie.
Do. I absolutely do. And probably the roller somewhere if we really wanted to take them out. Leonardo tells her that she had someone in mind for her. So she's like, Faustina, I got this dude. He's perfect for you. But you have to keep it a secret. She persuades her to write letters and postcards to relatives and friends saying that she was moving. And that Leonardo is going to help send out these letters after she reaches this new city with this new man to tell them everything is fine. I'm married. I'm happy. This is so great. Preparing for her departure, Faustina comes to visit Leonardo one more time, which, spoiler alert, was a bad choice. And she kills her with an axe, drags her body into a closet where she cuts it into 9 parts. Which I'm sure if we did some digging, there's some sort of like reasoning for the 9 parts. Cause
or is that at the major joints, like the arms at the elbows, the arms here? No, that's more than
3, 4, 5.
The head, the torso, the feet. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
I can't
but
count.
9 parts.
Math. And math is math.
Right. And then she gathers the blood in a basin. She's explaining this in her official statement about what happens. She says,
lovely.
I threw the pieces into a pot, added 7 kilos of caustic soda, which is something that she had bought to make soap, stirred the mixture until the pieces dissolved into a thick dark mush, poured it into several buckets, and emptied it into a nearby septic tank. So Faustina is not made into soap. But what she does do is disgusting. She takes the blood. She waits until it coagulates, dries it in the oven, grinds it up, mixes it with sugar, flour, chocolate milk, and eggs, as well as some butter, kneading it together. And she says, I made lots of crunchy tea cakes and served them to the ladies who came to visit, though Giuseppe and I, her son, also ate them. I'm sorry. What?
You ate your placenta. Is this much weirder than that?
I was going to say, is this like cannibalism? It's not meat. It's just blood. But that's
okay.
Gross.
Fucking placenta eater. I wish I would have eaten mine. That's why I'm mocking you for it. Because I'm
somebody
all about it.
That was going to help with the after baby sads. And I don't really know that it did, but it did. I did it.
But you tried it.
I sure did. I don't know that I'm going to eat Faustina, though, as like a, hey,
yes,
your blood's going to
so
come right in here. Yeah.
It is different because it's not you.
I guess. And they didn't have this, but like I encapsulated mine. So I wasn't like eating
it.
You
still consumed it.
I consumed it, but I couldn't taste it. I don't
know.
They
couldn't taste it with sugar.
I guess.
Either.
I guess.
If you put enough sugar in butter on anything.
Magic. Yeah.
It is. Butter is soul food and you cannot convince me otherwise.
Oh, I agree.
Unless you're tubbing it out, you know, spooning it out of the tub. I can't do it. And
No.
Don't do that.
Thank you. I don't want to. Yeah. I need to be on. It has to have a vessel. Like you can't just eat it plain. Yeah, I agree. So some sources also say that Leonarda received Faustina's life savings, which was 30,000 lire, which is about 1,300 American dollars, as payment.
That's so much money.
So one, right. I mean, it's a lot. Yeah. One sacrifice down, she got paid for it. I'm not exactly sure how she came about the money, since they're just neighbors. Like, oh, hey, this right? lady died. So here's her life savings. I don't know how she had to do some finagling. Maybe this has to do with the fraud from earlier, but she has her first sacrifice down and also a snack. So tell us about our second victim.
Yes, Francesca. She's the second victim. Leonarda claimed to have found her a job at a school for girls. And like her previous victim, she was persuaded to write postcards to send to friends detailing her plans. And also, like her previous victim, Leonarda's previous victim, Francesca came to visit her, Leonarda, before her departure. She too was drugged. So there were drugs in her wine. And she was axed, killed with an axe. And this murder occurred on September 5th, 1940. Her body was given the same treatment, and Leonarda was said to have obtained another 1,300 from her second victim. I guess that was just the payout at that time. Crazy. Who knows? But it's weird that it was the same amount. Also, to be fair, it was very difficult to hunt down good sources stating whether or not she did receive the money or if she didn't. Those are rumors. We're including it because I feel like she probably did.
I would imagine, yes, she did. And also, she seems pretty savvy. So I wonder if that's kind of where it came from. But fun fact, September 5th is my birthday. So sorry, Francesca, that you were murdered on my birthday. I was not born in 1940, by the way. Some might say differently, but her third and final victim was a widow. Her name was Virginia Capacchio. She was a former soprano said to have sung at La Scala. So she's like a musician, like an opera singer. For her, Leonardo had claimed to have found work as a secretary for a mysterious impresario, which I looked up. It's kind of like a movie or a music producer. So she's like, hey, I have this really great gig for you.
And that
it's gonna
totally
be amazing.
Ties in.
Yeah. And she's like, great. Where do I sign up?
In the industry. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like with the other two women, said, don't tell anybody where you're going. And she's like, yeah, sure thing. I'm going to do this. I'm ready to go. And on September 30th, so these murders happened fairly close together. I'm not sure about when poor Faustina hit the bricks, but so these were like about, 25-ish days apart from each other. She came to visit Leonardo one more time. The pattern to the murder was the same as the first two. However, unlike the first two victims, Virginia was melted to make soap. According to Leonardo's statement, she ended up in a pot like the other two. Her flesh was fat and white. And when it had melted, I added a bottle of cologne. And after a long time on the boil, I was able to make the most acceptable creamy soap. I gave the bars to neighbors and acquaintances. The cakes, too. So she also made some cakes out of this lady's blood. Were better.
Of course, because she already knows how to do that.
Right.
And they were yums.
Why waste it? Come on. She liked them before. This woman was really sweet. She said, for Virginia's death, Leonardo reportedly received 50,000 lire, which is about 2,000 American dollars. Assorted jewels and public bonds. So she kind of hit the jackpot with this lady. She even sold all the victims' clothes and shoes. So I wonder if, like, when they came over on the last day, if they were, like, ready to
She
move,
made them bring
like,
their trunks.
To go. Yeah. So, like, she was like, okay, I'm going to
Maybe that's why she got their money.
Maybe. So how did she get caught? Virginia's sister-in-law, Albertina Fanti, grew suspicious of her sudden disappearance and had last seen her entering Leonardo's house. She reported her fears to the police, who opened an investigation and soon arrested Leonardo. And she did not confess to the murder until they believed that her son Giovaldi was involved in the crime. So once they started to tie her son in, who didn't have anything to do with the crime, once they had tied him in, she confessed because she wants to protect her kids at all costs. She couldn't have him going down for her crime. She provided.
Well, and they wouldn't suspect a lady. So right, they think, oh,
she's
must
a little
be the
old lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she confessed to the murder. She provided detailed accounts. And what she had done was to save her son from any blame, which, I mean, she did it for her son to begin with. And then she also took,
what a good mom,
which I get. I mean, I guess, sure thing. She was tried for murder in 1946. She remained like, sorry, not sorry, like totally unrepentant, going so far as to correct the official account while on the stand. So when they were talking about her murders, she would be like, no, 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 that's not how it happened. This is how it happened, which I think is like ballsy. Way to go.
I mean, get it.
I mean,
if you're caught,
right? Like, I'm caught, I'm here.
Way to take responsibility.
I mean, she's honest. So she was tried for murder. She was found guilty of her crimes and sentenced to 30 years in prison and 3 years in a criminal asylum. So, hey, Romani, palm reader, you were right. She died of a cerebral apoplexy, which I have no idea if that's pronounced right, but it's basically a brain hemorrhage. So she had like an aneurysm while in the criminal asylum on October 15th, 1970. The number of artifacts from this case, including the pot where the victims were boiled, are on display at the Criminological Museum in Rome, which I think is cool, not cool. Like, I'm kind of into that.
I'm very into it. Roberto and I want to go to Rome together. We've been separately. We want to go together. And this is going to be on the list. I'm going to make him look at this boiling people vat.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, why not?
How did she only get 3 years in the
It was 30 years in prison. But why? Yeah, I mean, I agree.
That doesn't match.
Why would you say 3 years in the asylum? Like,
and I guess she got out early from because she was convicted in 1946. So let's just say even if she went in 1950, mm-hmm. 20 years doesn't equal 30 years.
No,
it doesn't. Right?
It does not.
And 20 years doesn't equal 33 years. Like, it's,
no.
I mean.
No, it must have been good behavior. We talked in our last episode about how that one woman, she was in Mexico, maybe. She was sentenced to something like 746 years or whatever. And I think your reasoning, whether it was true or you're blowing smoke up my ass, either way, it was right, because I think they do like shave time off. And so if you're sentenced to 700 years, there's no amount of good behavior that's going to shave off enough to be 700 years worth of get out of here. So
yeah, no matter how overcrowded the prison system is.
Like, you're still in. Sorry, friend. I still don't really see how these sacrifices made her son's time in the army any better. Is this like a dance mom's equivalence to like nowadays? You know how they say like mothers will do anything for their children? Seems, but I'm not really good at making soap. And I'm also not interested in murdering people unless they're like a threat. Okay. So we don't murder for luck. That's just not.
And I'm not going to hack them up. That's gross. That's icky. I already have enough to clean and I don't need to add more to my list.
Oh, and then
and blood
is
so
a basin.
Yeah, dude, you never
and then
get
I gotta
it out.
Boil, like I got to like dry
and the
it.
Smell. Mm-hmm. I like for my house to smell nice, not like drying blood.
Oh yeah.
Not like
all that dry blood. People have a lot of blood. That's a lot of drying blood.
There is a lot of blood in people.
I mean, I guess good for her that she had a septic system. She didn't have to really like dispose of the body, but like, ugh, gross. Yeah.
What about the poor septic workers? Do you think it ever clogged the, I had a friend who used to have to do that sometimes and like, look, this is gross, but he's like the amount of tampons and stuff that I'd have to pull, like and pads and stuff that I'd have to pull out of things because those just come together and make a big old wad and then, grease.
Just like a ton of like rats all tied together by their tail, but it's tampons. That's disgusting. Both are gross.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I don't really understand. Also, what did you do with the bones?
What if she made bone broth?
Maybe. She's a healthy.
I love a good bone broth.
That Leonardo, she's always, she wants to use the whole person. This, we're not going to waste any of this. I do like
that she was resourceful, except for when she threw, like, I really didn't like that she, it just felt so rude to just throw somebody's body down the drain. Even if you melted them down, that's not nice. I like that the last lady she at least used.
She used, you know, the whole parts, everything. The whole parts of the person. I mean,
she wasn't put to waste like she was. Whatever. Right. This is terrible. We're fucking terrible people. This was Leonardo, you guys.
She's great.
Yes. What a lady. Yeah. I'm scared now to buy handcrafted soap bars, and I love handcrafted soap bars.
Me too. But doesn't it make you feel a little like, what is in here? I always feel that way when
I use tallow soap bars now too. What if it's human body? It's the same thing.
What if it's human tallow? Can they make tallow out of humans?
I don't.
Should we ask that person you bought this? Probably not. I don't think she'd appreciate that.
I think she would that be question. I think she would be highly offended.
So for a long time, I had an Etsy shop and I sold like lactation, like cookies and stuff.
Yes.
And like, I always knew that I was like doing what I, you know, but I didn't have like a commercial kitchen. Like I just cooked them in my own kitchen. But I think whenever anybody makes me like baked goods or there's like a bake sale or something, I'm always eked out to like eat. Cause like that, you don't know what people are doing with their hands and like, are they putting bodies in there? I don't know, but I'm going to eat it. So next time you go to a bake sale, I want you to think, could this be?
I don't like chocolate stuff though. So if you come with brownies, I'm not going to try it. But if you come with a nice snickerdoodle cookie, I simply cannot turn it down. Peanut butter, and the peanut butter still like melty, you know? Oh, so good.
Little snickerdoodle and Virginia cookie. Delicious.
Oh, yum.
No thanks. Okay, I don't want to eat any baked goods for a while. And nothing homemade. Neither. Nothing
fun
that I don't
fact, Roberto and I are about to go out to lunch together, so.
Well, good luck with that, because.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm going to eat very well. I'm very hungry, even still after this conversation. That should say something about my fucking mental space.
Something comes about you when you are like, this is like your, you know, quote unquote job. Like, this is our hobby. Like, this is what we do. It's like, I don't ever feel like I get too grossed out. Like,
but I can't listen to other people's podcasts.
No, because I'm like, I know.
I'm able to disassociate from our own, though.
From my own human eating. Okay. Right. Well, cool. Thanks for whoever brought us down this rabbit hole. It was good.
I think it was just me, and you're welcome, and I'm sorry. Well, until next time, please don't melt people down into soap. That's not cool. It probably doesn't smell great, even though she said it was a sweet bar of soap. I don't think I believe her. You know, be nice, drink your water, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.